来负担。Where are the others?
Ah, they come in.
So what brings you here?
What brings you here?
Huh?
Spiritual feeling some...
What?
Spiritual feeling. And...
On which side is Mumbai or Marrakesh? Is it on the east or is it on the west?
It is on the west.
It's on the west?
Yes. So our city is actually the center of India. The center.
The center?
Yeah, so it is a little bit far away from Mumbai. But the state is same. It's Maharashtra state.
But,
that's very good.
Mia Lai? Mia, they're chopping, huh? Spiritual feeling, huh?
Lumpo, we already know that there is dukkha,
yeah,
and life and death cycle. So that realization actually
yeah.
to liberate
yourself from dukkha, huh? Yes, I'm there trying. You're trying to, yeah, but it's difficult.
Very, very difficult.
This is our first step.
What?
This is our first step.
It's your first step, yeah? In order to detach from the world, you have to find happiness within yourself, yeah? So the most important thing in the beginning is, you know, to train the heart in the way of samadhi, yeah? Because once there's no more thought and there's no more memory, I mean, we are happy. You are unhappy because of your thought. Yeah? So why do you still think them? Yeah? Yeah? And all the memories, you know, you always are in the past or in the future, but you're never in the present moment. Yeah? Yeah? I mean, the past has gone, you cannot correct the past. Yeah? And the future has not come, you cannot, yeah? You cannot predict it. Yeah? I mean, when you look at your life, you know, how often have you thought, oh, I'm going to do this, and never done it, yeah? Or, if I'm going to do this, I will be happy. And, yeah, and the result was not happy. Yeah? So why do you still believe the people, yeah? This voice in your ear, huh? That is constantly telling you something, yeah? Huh? Promises you something, you know, and never, yeah, never gives you anything. Huh? If you have a friend, you know, that constantly promise you something, yeah? I mean, he will not be your friend very long, yeah? But the Achilles, as you know, who constantly are in our ears, I want this, I want that, I want to do this, I want to do that, yeah? I mean, we constantly believe, huh? Huh? They're pretty young, huh?
Yeah,
huh?
He's
19. Huh? And she is 23. 25.
He. Male.
What?
He's he.
What?
Yeah, I mean, he is male.
Yeah, of course. Why?
I thought you said she.
No, no.
Okay.
There are only two sexes, she and he.
Quite difficult, Lungpa. It's quite difficult to also leave the physical world. I mean, all this living with parents and
yeah,
their expectations,
yeah,
and whatever things they say to do. Very yeah, difficult to make them understand. Even they won't understand things. It's quite difficult.
They're mostly Hindu, huh? Hindu religion, yeah, I mean, you believe in the caste system, yeah, and
we are
the Lord Buddha done away with all these things.
Yeah.
Yes. And he came from your country, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Just a moment. And now what is, I thought you were just here.
Yes, I was, but I was thinking, I think you should shopping. I think he's watching with us. Did you understand?
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand.
I mean, if you want to go, go, yeah. Do whatever. Luke, how are you, Tawai? Tibet Corp. ก็ทดสอบดูนะทดลองดูนะเป็นยังไงฮะ The Lord Buddha had to fight about against all these things, eh? About these castes, you know, eh? He even accepted, you know, untouchables into his religion, you know, into his Buddhahood, yeah. Yeah, but it has been eradicated, you know, from the Indian customs, yeah. I mean, there's hardly any Buddhism anymore in India, yeah. I mean, it has shifted, you know, it shifted to Thailand, to Cambodia, Myanmar, yeah. That's where the real, Sri Lanka a little bit, yeah, no, but that's where the real Buddhism gone, yeah. They just want to believe in the gods, you know, pray to the gods, you know, make offerings to gods, you know. I mean, the Lord Buddha did away with all these things, yeah. He even did away, you know, I mean, he had a one-year-old child, you know, and he still left, you know. He wanted to find, you know, the end of Buddha, yeah. And now we are attached, you know, the parents don't understand, yeah. there was a prince, you know, I mean, who wanted to ordain, you know, with the Lord Buddha, you know. And his parents didn't want to allow him. So he fasted, yeah. Said, okay, if you don't allow it, I fast, you know, until I die, yeah. And then in the end, you know, they allowed it, yeah. They were determined, but we are not so determined.
there are different kind of fear as well.
Yeah?
Fear, like different fears.
Of course there are fears, yeah? Huh? I mean, the fear is ruling us, yeah?
Yeah?
Don't you see it? You know, the fear of COVID was ruling us, yeah?
Yeah.
How many injections did you get?
No.
India wasn't so much, yeah?
Yeah.
You were lucky, you know, you had a good government, yeah, that didn't force you to get these injections. Yeah? But did you have to wear a mask?
Yeah, it was compulsory, but...
That is troublesome, but it's not the same as getting some Western injections. <you know? clears throat> Yeah, we are afraid of... I mean, we are mostly afraid of the future.
Yes.
We are not afraid of this at the moment, yeah? Huh? But, you know, I mean, this is our thinking, our memory, you know, and whatever we hear from other people, you know, that makes us afraid, yeah? But what are we really afraid of, yeah? Are we afraid of pain, yeah? Are we afraid to die, huh? Yeah, that is the biggest fear, yeah?
Yeah.
To die, you know? I mean, but when we are Buddhists, we know, I mean, when we die, you know, we just go to the next life. And whatever we saved, you know, and that's what we take to the next life. Our good karma or our bad karma. And that's what you have now, yeah? At the moment in this life, you know, we have two baggage in our... One we do the good karma and the one we do the bad karma. And this we take with us in the next life. Yeah? And that's what we live up, yeah? Just like when you go, yeah, on holiday. Huh? You bag your pack and whatever you want, you put in, yeah? And then you go on holiday and that's what you use. Huh? And that's what the next life is saying. Yeah? I mean, it's easy to understand, you know. A lot of people think too much. Yeah? Whatever we do now, you know, I mean, we will receive in the next life, yeah? It is hardly enough that we receive it in this life, yeah? This is something that we really have to understand. And whatever comes our way, no matter if it is good or bad, you know, just say, hello, here you are, back again, yeah? Okay, yeah? Receive it, yeah? Don't fight it, yeah? And then, you know, everything becomes so much easier. The moment we fight, you know, this person did this on us, that person did this on us, our boss is not good, you know, or our parents are, you know, tormenting us. Yeah? It's what we have done to others. Huh? So that's why in West we have the saying, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever you have done unto others is what others do unto you. Huh? Easy.
But
of course, we cannot accept that.
It's very
difficult to accept. So while you're here, the most important thing is really to get the mind calm. Yeah? Because this is, even the Lord Buddha said it, you know, samadhi. Yeah? I mean, he talked about the jhanas. Jhanas and samadhi are pretty similar. Samadhi. It's just, you know, if you don't have samadhi, I mean, you cannot get away from the world, yeah? Because of course there is sukha and there is dukkha, yeah, in the world, yeah? If we get what we want, we have sukha. If we don't get what we want, we have sukha, yeah? And the body constantly gives us dukkha. And the older we get, the more dukkha we have, yeah? It's like a car, you know? When a car is new, you know, we never need to repair it. And we just need to feed it, yeah? But when it gets old, you know, we start to repair it, you know, we exchange things, yeah? It's same with the body, yeah? Look at the old people, they go to hospital, you know, they open the body, you know, take this out and take that in, yeah? Or repair the pipes, you know, that are broken in the car, you know? Now they repair the pipes that are broken in our body, yeah? The body is not us. This is one thing that we have to understand, yeah? We have to understand the five khandhas. That is body, and that is feeling, that is memory association, this is thought, and that is consciousness. And the citta is the owner of the five khandhas. Yeah? It is like, you know, the driver of the car or the owner of the car is not the car. Yeah? And it's not all the amusement stations in the car as well. Yeah? I mean, it uses it, yeah? If it wants to use it, it uses it. If it doesn't want to use it, it doesn't use it, yeah? And this is something we have to understand, yeah? That's why the Lord Buddha said, you know, the principle of anatta. Yeah? Whatever I can see, whatever I can feel, yeah? Whatever I can hear, it's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me, yeah? So the five khandhas, yeah? We can see the five khandhas, we can see body. We can feel feeling, you know, we can see the memories coming up, we can see the thoughts coming up, and we can, if we are good, we can even see consciousness arising and ceasing. Yeah? So that cannot be us. So what is us, yeah? And that's what where we get into samadhi. That's where we get closer to the citta. Yeah? And the citta is the owner. And that's why we have to look after the citta. And that's why, you know, I mean, we have to use, yeah? I don't know if you have done meditation before, anapanasati, or use Buddha, or use the Buddha with breathing in and go with breathing out, if the mind is very, you know, agitated. Yeah? Just use it. Yeah? And whenever the mind goes out, yeah, I mean, just bring it. And that's where we need our effort, to bring the mind back, because it wants to stay on these thoughts and memories. Yeah? I mean, I sometimes call it, you know, mental masturbation, yeah? Yeah? We want to think about something beautiful, but it doesn't happen. Yeah? It's not real, yeah? It's just like this imaginary world that we use nowadays every day, with smartphone, yeah? It's imaginary, it's not real, yeah? And that's why we use it, because we have dukkha.
Snatching happiness from the device.
In German, we have a good saying. Whatever I don't know doesn't make me hot. If I know somebody says something bad about me, I get angry. So I'm hot, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I don't know what he says, you know, I'm not getting angry. Yeah? Yeah? So the more you look on the phone, you know, and the more, I don't know what you look, Facebook or whatever you,
Instagram.
WhatsApp.
Yeah,
Instagram,
yeah? Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, yeah? Huh? I mean, the more you look at it, the more you get angry, you know? Huh? Yes. And sometimes you get satisfied, you know, if somebody says, oh yes, you are nice, yeah? Nice looking, yeah? And, or nice comment, yeah? But most of the time, you know, people just want to let out their anger on other people, yeah? Mm. And that makes you hot, yeah? So you don't use it, you know. I mean, when you're here, you know, yeah? Give it to the Pravin when you go, you know, I mean, you get it back, yeah? Mm. So then you, because sometimes, you know, the practice is not easy, you know. I mean, you do walking meditation, and you get tired, and then you want to look at your phone, yeah? And if it is there, then you will look at it, yeah? If you keep it for the moment, you know, you can't look at it, you know, you have to do puto, 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 puto. Okay? So, you have any question? Not now, okay? Yeah? So, wait for the Pravin, he shows you the kutis, yeah?
Okay.